You're listening to SBS News.
From the shores of Kamei, also known as Botany Bay, the British Royal Navy research vessel HMS Endeavour was first sighted 250 years ago, but the history of its landing is rarely explored from a First Nations perspective. Damien Webb, Indigenous Engagement Manager at the State Library of New South Wales, aims to change this through the library's most recent exhibition, 8 Days in Kamei, which opened today.
We are trying to decenter Cook a little bit. So this isn't an exhibition about Cook. This is an exhibition about an event that happened in 1770. So instead, really taking it back to that human scale, that this was 8 days and what happened in those 8 days from the perspective of the people that were already here.
The exhibition invites visitors to view journals and samples collected by botanist Joseph Banks and Captain Cook through a lens of colonisation. Ronald Briggs helped curate the exhibition.
18 years later, there was an onslaught, an invasion of European, British people that arrived at Kamei, Botany Bay, and Aboriginal people saw that as the beginning of the end.
250 years on, the gallery was scheduled to open in April to coincide with Landing Day, but along with other events, the coronavirus pandemic forced the State Library to keep its doors shut. During COVID-19 lockdowns, the exhibition was made available online, with knowledge gained through community consultation in La Perouse and with elders like Shane Williams from the Gweagal Nation.
The endeavour was followed by what we call bundamiris, so they're columns of smoke all the way along the coastline. And that was our peoples further south sending messages to one another. So we actually discovered the endeavour and Lieutenant James Cook, they didn't discover us.
Questioning a long-standing history written by settlers, the library also drew controversy. But Mr. Webb says the claims are unfounded.
There's been some online criticism and some accusations that we're rewriting history, but history is not a fixed, immutable thing that we draw on. History is always constructed.
Professor Bruce Skates is a historian at the Australian National University.
The white record that has stood so long, so paramount in our past, misrepresented so much that happened in this country, because good history isn't a matter of privileging one narrative over another.
An interrogation of the past while offering a voice to different perspectives. Jennifer Scherer, SBS News.